seems like every time we turn around, there's been another bill that affects our producers around the state. We've had a lot of good wins this session. We have some other concerns that we continue to work on, but so far it's been pretty positive for the cattle industry.
He said one major issue that all of agriculture has been tracking concerns the gate card.
I know that it gets a lot of play in Atlanta and the media in that area. A lot of fraud or some misuse that goes on with the gate card, and so they're looking to make some changes to that. We support any types of change that cuts down on fraud. We just want to make sure that the changes made don't affect our producers in a negative way. So some of the things they have looked at are tying it back to a tax ID number, making sure that you filed a Schedule F. But some of the things we've had concerns about was the potential to raise the sales threshold from a $2,500 number up to $10,000. That's been pared down a little bit on the House side. Now it's gone over to the Senate, and we continue to work on that bill pretty much daily.
Bentley says with just a few session days left for the General Assembly, the issue will play out over the next few weeks. But that's not the only bill the Georgia Cattlemen's Association has been tracking.
For the past couple years, our livestock liability bill has crossed over from the Senate and now being worked on the House side. So we'll continue to push for that to make sure our cattle producers and other livestock producers have the same protection that the equine and llama producers have currently.
If you'd like more information on any of those bills, contact the Georgia Cattlemen's Association office in Macon. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.